Welcome to our Christmas Eve service, one of my favorite services of the year, and it's so good to see all of you here tonight. Welcome to this silent night of hope. Don't be afraid. Look, I bring good news to you, wonderful, joyous news for all people. Your Savior is born today in David City. He is Christ the Lord. Let us join together there. And if you will stand with me for our call to worship tonight, you can go from the bulletin or the PowerPoint tonight. Let's join together. In this silent night,
we honor your mystery with Mary and Joseph.
On this holy night,
we come to worship.
On this night of joy for the world, on this night of light and glory that comes in Jesus,
we rejoice for God's grace and salvation has appeared.
Well, let's join together tonight and sing that wonderful Christmas hymn, Joy to the World Tonight.
come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room. And heaven and nature sing. And
evening. It's in your bulletin and on the PowerPoint this evening. Holy God, quiet our minds on this Christmas Eve. May we hear the good news of your gift of Christ the Lord to a world in need of hope, peace, joy, and love. Help us see your glory breaking into our lives as Mary and the shepherds saw. In the quiet of this night, may we welcome your peace and favor through Jesus Christ, our Messiah and Lord. As we pray, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. And you may be seated this evening. Tonight's offering, like it is every year, goes to the Christmas Fund. And the Christmas Fund is a part of our denomination that helps retired ministers who have fallen on hard times. And whether that's with medical bills or whatever it all may include there. And this is one of our 5 for 5 missions. And it's in fact our last, it's our fifth that we give every year. And so if you would like to do that tonight, we want to welcome you to do that. So I'm going to ask our ushers if they would come as we give tonight.
Thank you.
Let's pray. Gracious God, thank you that you gave long ago your Son Jesus. Thank you for those that were able to give tonight, to use this to help those that are hurting and in need, as we ask it now in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, our first scripture reading tonight comes from the prophet Isaiah. It's a familiar passage that we read every year. Isaiah 9, verses 6 through 7. A child is born to us, a son is given to us, and authority will be on his shoulders. He will be named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. There will be vast authority and endless peace for David's throne and for his kingdom, establishing and sustaining it with justice and righteousness now and forever. The zeal of the Lord of heavenly forces will do this. Amen. Amen. Well, the Burton family is coming tonight to help us with our two lightings, the first one now, and then in a few moments, our second one, the lighting of the first four candles.
We light the candle of hope as we await the coming of Jesus, who is the source of hope. We give thanks for the gift of hope in a time of despair. We light the candle of peace, knowing that Jesus is the Prince of Peace. We give thanks for the gift of peace in times of uncertainty. We light the candle of joy, knowing that our comfort and help come from God. We give thanks for the gift of joy in a time of sadness. And we light the candle of love, knowing that God is love revealed to us in Jesus Christ. We give thanks for the gift of love in a time of loneliness.
Thank you. You're going to see a similar theme here tonight that I did not know was going to happen. Yes.
This is the common Christmas story that we hear every year. Luke chapter 2. Verses 1 through 20. It begins, "In those days, Caesar Augustus declared that everyone throughout the empire should be enrolled in the tax lists. This enrollment occurred before Quirinius governed Syria. Everyone went to their own cities to be enrolled. Since Joseph belonged to David's house and family line, he went up from the city of Nazareth in Galilee to David's city called Bethlehem in Judea. He went to be enrolled together with Mary, who was promised to him in marriage and who was pregnant. While they were there, the time came for Mary to have her baby. She gave birth to her firstborn child, a son, wrapped him snugly, and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the guest room. Nearby, shepherds were living in the fields, guarding their sheep at night. The Lord's angel stood before them. The Lord's glory shone around them, and they were terrified. The angel said, 'Do not be afraid. Look, I bring good news to you, wonderful, joyous news for all people. Your Savior is born today in David's city. He is Christ the Lord. This is a sign for you. You will find a newborn baby wrapped snugly and lying in a manger.' Suddenly, the great assembly of the heavenly forces was with the angel praising God. They said, Glory to God in heaven and on earth, peace among those whom he favors. When the angels returned to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, "Let us go right now to Bethlehem and see what's happened. Let's confirm what the Lord has revealed to us." They went quickly and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in the manger. When they saw this, they reported what they had been told about this child. Everyone who heard it was amazed at what the shepherds told them. Mary committed these things to memory and considered them carefully. The shepherds returned home, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen. Everything happened just as they had been told.
Thank you, Dex.
Hope, peace, joy, and love. Four candles, four promises, continually offered to us by our God. And all of them manifest in this one we light tonight, the Christ candle. In Christ, we find the hope of transformation, the peace that follows justice, the joy of self-fulfillment in our community, and the love that encompasses us in all our diversity, empowering us each to make our own unique contributions to this world. In Christ, we find light and life and the courage to be like him, answering his call and following in his footsteps. We rejoice in God's steadfast presence in our lives and in God's unique presence in the life of Jesus of Nazareth, born of Mary, growing through childhood into an adult ministry, in all his life manifesting this hope, peace, joy, love, God. His voice undimmed by the centuries, his call and his promise as clear to us today as it was to his disciples so long ago. Please pray with me. Come to us, Lord Jesus. Be born in us this night in our hearts and our minds and our lives. May the light of your life be kindled in each of us and lead us to the shining truth of God is with us, God is for us, and God is in us. Amen.
Thank you. Appreciate that tonight.
I'm going to sing for you tonight, and some of the choir members are going to remember this song from pre-COVID Christmas cantata. I don't remember which year. I had to search through the books to find it, but when you begin to hear it, you will probably remember it, and for some, you may have heard it on the radio before, or you can listen to it on YouTube also. I really liked it when I was doing some searching around yesterday. And the title of this is Hope Has Hands. Beautiful story.
will stand, the word will speak, the holy and holy will finally embrace, for love has a heartbeat, and grace has a face. Compassion has a tear, joy has laughter, and here ever after, peace has a smile, redemption's blood has veins to flow in, a temple
that song. I remember the very first time we heard that in choir, and I thought, wow, what a powerful, powerful song that is. And I don't know what you've been facing this year. I know some of our own people and family members, this has been a tough year, and I don't know what you have gone through or what you have faced, but I want you to know tonight that you're not alone, that God loves you, and that's why he sent Jesus. And because of that, hope has hands, and grace has a face. I think the Hoppers sing this song, Southern Gospel Group, and the very last line, they say, God has a face. And that's Jesus. That's Jesus. Well, we are going to celebrate communion tonight. And we want to let you know that you are all welcome to participate. You don't have to be a member of our church. You don't even have to go to church regularly. But you can experience God's grace, the grace of Jesus, in this time that we share together. Now, when we do that here, we often offer our thanks and confession. So I'm going to bring that up for you on the PowerPoint. And if you'd like to pray along with me, I would invite you to do that tonight. Let's join together. On this holy night, in deep gratitude for the gift you have given yourself to us in Christ Jesus, we give ourselves to you, O God. Forgive our sins for the sake of Christ, born in wonder for the sake of the world you love. Lead us in hope. Guide us by the Prince of Peace. Fill us with your joy and love, and meet us with your grace at this table tonight. Amen. If you prayed that tonight, I do believe that God hears us and will grant that. And as we share at the table, receive what you need from him tonight. Amen. Amen. Well, I usually ask for our deacons and deaconesses to get ready, but they are ready. So I'm going to invite them to come tonight. On the night in which Jesus was handed over, he took the bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Let's partake tonight. Thank you. Later, he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to his disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink of it in remembrance of me." Let's drink tonight. Well, as we prepare tonight to sing, I'm going to ask Grant if he would go out. Can you go out there and turn those two far little round ones on the side there? We're going to shut these lights down here so it's a little darker. And we're going to join together and sing Silent Night like we do. One of my favorite things during this time. And once again, as I've been doing here more in the last 5, 6, 7 years, is giving a little bit of instructions. So if your candle's lit, you keep it straight up. And somebody else that's coming to get lit, you fly in and receive it and then turn yours up and pass it on down the line. And I will begin tonight from the Christ candle. Carla, you can go ahead and start playing through it, and then I'll get us going here in just a second then. Kids' candles are lit. Wonderful. As the light continues, let's begin to sing the first verse. Silent night, holy night, holy. Heavenly hosts sing, I'm going to ask you to carefully stand if you are able as we sing the next verse. Silent night, holy night, Son of God, love's pure light, radiant beam, holy face, with the dawn of redeeming grace, Jesus, Lord, at thy birth, Jesus, Lord, at thy birth. Now I'm going to ask you to hum it as she plays it, continues to play it. Hum it with me. Go this night in wonder, for tomorrow is a new day. Go with the promise of hope, peace, joy, and love through Christ Jesus our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. And you may extinguish your candles.